Ikimamba sana wapi nuru wewe.
Yapo matumaini makubwa kwa muti uliokatwa.
Thank you for your time. Today we're gonna be talking about something very different. We're gonna be talking about being patient. That sometimes we do ask very continually to God. We ask different things to God. To the end that sometimes we feel our prayers are not being answered. Praise God. So there is different situations in life. You may find yourself that you are keeping on praying for something for some time, but the situation is not changing. Everything is just stagnant until you just ask yourself questions that, is it true that my God reigns? So today I'm gonna answer you. Sometimes the situation does not change because God is using the situation to change you. God is using the situation to change your life. Praise God. Pray with understanding. Because sometimes it's only when we keep on praying that we know what we are praying for means. We may then realize that what we are asking is selfish, or it does not allow what God wants for other people to happen, or that it would not be good for us ourselves. Praise God. Let's pray, and let's pray with understanding that sometimes we are asking for something, but they mean being selfish. That we are asking for cars, we are asking for big houses, so that we may shame our friends. Praise God. So keep on praying, but just pray with understanding. Sometimes you have to change your attitude. It's because God is there, God is watching you, God is answering your prayers. Because as the reason as to why we should keep on praying is that if the human praise will give us what we want at our most convenient time, only because we keep on asking for, how much more or will a loving God give us what we need when we ask him for good things? That is from the book of Matthew, chapter number 7, verse 11. And also from the book of Luke, chapter number 11, verse 13. So here, I will learn something about God, that God ever answers our prayers. God will never keep silent. God, each and every prayer must answer. Praise God. So just keep on praying, but let us pray with understanding, as we have been told from the book of Romans, chapter number 14, verse 15 and 16. Praise God. So, my friends, I just want to encourage you today that life is a process, and something which is a process always takes time. So sometimes just have to learn that blessings is also something that is a process. The reason for blessings to be a process is because before reaching unto your destiny, you have to go step by step, from step A to step B, from step B to step C. So sometimes our friends, our neighbors are blessed, and because you are not blessed, so sometimes you feel ashamed, you feel so bad in your heart, because you feel that your God is not reigning because you are not blessed. But that is what is distancing you from your blessing. Today they called you the hopeless mama, but tomorrow, because of your prayers, because of your persistence in prayers, you will be called the blessed man ever. Praise God. Just keep on praying. Ever do the right thing, even if at the wrong time, even if everything being done is wrong, but you always be on the right side. Today it has been a very special day for preaching, and I just want to bless you with that very special preaching that continues supporting me on YouTube channel at Temashas 254. There at Indundo, continue downloading my music. I'm a gospel musician. I'm also a preacher, so be supportive and God will bless you. Amen.
Baraka.